Rosie O'Donnell says she suggested chapters Michael Cohen should include in his book about Donald Trump. By David Ng on May 11, 2020. The latest chapter in the long-running hate fest between President Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell is expected to hit bookstores at some point in the future. Former talk show host and full-time Trump antagonist Rosie O'Donnell has confirmed that she is collaborating with Michael Cohen on a spicy book about the president. O'Donnell's confirmation comes after the New York Post's Page Six first broke the news earlier this year. The newspaper reported at the time that O'Donnell contacted Cohen in writing after he was sent to a federal prison in Otisville, New York, and is now helping him with a book that is expected to be highly critical of President Trump. Cohen, who was Trump's attorney and fixer, is serving a three-year sentence after pleading guilty to tax evasion and bank fraud. He cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller on the Russia collusion investigation, which ultimately found no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. He has also testified before Congress where he painted President Trump as a racist and con man. O'Donnell said that she reached out to Cohen first. "I wrote him a letter the day that Trump got impeached. I found his inmate number online," she told the Daily Beast. "He always looked to me like someone from my neighborhood. He grew up on Long Island like I did, he's a few years younger, and he reminds me of my brothers. I look at this guy and go, how did he fall under the spell of that charlatan?" O'Donnell eventually visited Cohen in the slammer, where they bonded over their shared hatred of the president. "Michael and I talked a lot about how he got involved in Trump, how it's a cult, and what role he played not only in Trump Incorporated but also Trump's own family, including how much he dealt with Barron and Melania," O'Donnell said. "One thing he said to me that was shocking was that one of the nicest people he has ever met in his life is Melania Trump. He said, 'I swear to you. She's a great mother, she's a great woman, and she's in a predicament with him and doing her best to get through it.'" The Sleepless in Seattle actress said she counseled Cohen on the book after he revealed he was working on it. "He told me what chapters he was doing in his book. And on my way home, I was writing about what had happened between us, and I gave him my breakdown of things that should be in chapters," O'Donnell said. "I said, 'You should tell this story as a chapter, you should tell this story as a chapter.' He's in the midst of writing it, and is nearly done writing it, and hopes that it'll be out before the election." She added, "It's pretty spicy." No publication date has been announced for Cohen's book. The president and O'Donnell have been arch rivals for years, going back to her tenure on ABC's The View, when she frequently harangued him on air. Lately, she has been working to blame the coronavirus on the president, using the hashtags #TrumpVirus and #TrumpGenocide on Twitter. In February at a campaign rally, President Trump accused Rosie O'Donnell of violating multiple campaign finance laws and getting off easy. "Rosie O'Donnell, that was a massive violation of the campaign finance laws," President Trump said. But Dinesh D'Souza, they wanted to put him in jail for doing something that was really understandable. "Rosie O'Donnell, five times, what she did is incredible, nothing happens." O'Donnell allegedly made oversized campaign donations to at least five Democratic federal candidates, thereby breaking Federal Election Commission rules, according to multiple reports. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.